New York Jets are NFL's new biggest circus, and it's time for Adam Case to go. Why wait? 8 games are all any of us needed to see. Midway through Adam Gase's first season as a New York Jets head coach, it's already time for the organization to pull the plug on what is clearly a failed experiment. Sunday's humiliating 26-18 loss to the Miami Dolphins should settle it. Now 1-7, the Jets are handedly outplayed by one of the worst teams in NFL history, and that came after they were outscored 62-15 in back-to-back losses to the New England Patriots and Jacksonville Jaguars. First-year head coaches can typically afford to start 1-7. Hell, they can even usually afford to start 1-15. Only 10 coaches this century have been fired after just one season on the job. But Gase isn't a first-time head coach, and his team isn't devoid of talent. The Jets have a second-year top 10 pick at quarterback and a big-money free agent addition at running back. But Sam Darnold has, by all indications, regressed despite Gase's reputation as a perpetrated quarterback guru. While Le'Veon Bell continued a disappointing season with just 66 rushing yards in Miami. The former led just one touchdown drive Sunday against a defense that surrendered 26 touchdowns in its first 7 games. He took 3 sacks and threw a terrible red zone interception. Meanwhile, the latter failed to reach the 80-yard mark on the ground for an 8th consecutive game. He entered Sunday tied for last in the league with a 3.2 yard per attempt average, and that rate is now just 3.3 at the midway point.